Hi, this is David Gibson. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. Today's show is on sleep, although we're also going to be talking about noise and how you can use noise for sleep, because we don't want to put you to sleep in the show completely. But also the other aspect is about how sleep is really your connection to source. It's really a deep state of meditation also. So we'll be taking you into deep states of meditation today as well. Our intention is that you may have perfect sleep, restful sleep, calm sleep. But before we get started, let me tell you about things that are happening at the school. We've got the sound healing classes are coming up at the Institute starting May 23rd, or you can do the intensive starting on June 12th. The intensive is 14 days in a row, and it's all day, day and night, 10 to 9:30 every day. At first, when we started doing this, we thought we might kill off a few people, but we haven't lost anybody yet. And it's great because everybody goes into a really deep, everybody gets in the zone, and then we really take people even deeper. So people really come out of the program completely transformed. And that's really half of the certificate program from June 12th to the 26th. I think it's a little less than 14 days. And then the second half you can do beginning August 7th for another 2 weeks. Or you could actually do the program, the second half, online. You can start the online program anytime by watching videos, or you could start this Tuesday if you wanted to join the online class with live instructors. And again, you can do the certificate program by coming to the, you could do the whole thing online, or you could come to the intensive on June 12th, and then do the rest online. That way, you get some time with live people in the room with full electromagnetic fields coming out of the heart. We also have tomorrow an open house from 1 to 6. If you're in the area, drop in. If you're not in the area, you could still book a flight. So that's tomorrow. We're going to be doing a lot of meditations on sound healing, meditations on the sound of love, a lot of information about everything that goes on in the field of sound healing. And we have those every couple of months or so. We also have them online every so often as well. We also have the sound healing audio production classes coming up starting May 23rd. If you pay in full for most of these classes, you can actually get a discount if you pay by Tuesday of this coming week. And the online sound healing program is also happening. That's starting May 24th. The online sound healing audio production class. And then the sound healing audio production at the Institute, May 23rd. That's where you learn all about using Pro Tools or other programs for doing sound healing production or any type of music production. But we teach you really how sounds affect you, how to create binaural beats, to train people into different brainwave states. It's really not another class on the planet like it. And it's really, really enjoyable. So that's what's happening at the Institute. If you're interested, you can go to soundhealingcenter.com, or you can actually email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call us at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Okay. What I'd like to do is go ahead and start one of our sleep CDs about halfway through, because it's an hour CD, and This one's called Calm Sleep, but we've actually redone this to really to make it much deeper. We put it in the key of B. We can actually make this sleep CD in your key. We also do treatments at the Institute or assessments, either at the Institute or online, where we actually help you find your soul frequency. And it's always nice to actually get a CD, especially a sleep CD, in your soul frequency key, because that's where you really come home, and that's where you really go to sleep the best, is when you're at home. So we can go ahead and play this sleep CD in the background. Calm Sleep, it is. It has binaural beats and delta. Delta, as I mentioned, is your deepest connection to Source. It is a place where you are completely connected to Source. It's really interesting that Spirit has set it up so that we go back to Source every night. In fact, we have no choice. We have to go back to Source. Oh, if we can go ahead and play, actually what I'll do is this. So, Delta is like this. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's the rate of your brain triggering when you're in deep sleep. This, some people are in slower Delta. Whoa, 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 about one cycle per second. Whoa, 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 whoa. Some people are a little faster, Delta. Whoa, 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 whoa. And different people, when they're in deep sleep, are at different rates. That's why it's nice to find, actually have the song in your own key, because then that's the rate that you actually go to naturally. In the music that we'll be playing here soon, the we have frequencies that are in tune with the song that are actually in creating a third frequency that is in Delta. So you actually have the a frequency that's in the key of B in this song, and another frequency that's a little detuned. So it actually, the difference between these two frequencies actually creates the third frequency of Delta, which is whoa, 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 whoa. Okay. So, actually, it could go ahead. Waiting a minute before we actually play this song here. That's okay. So, in the state, you know, let me put it this way. There's a lot of different ways that people, or different techniques that people use to go to sleep. The biggest problem that people have when they can't sleep is either their mind has a certain frequency that is looping, playing over and over, which is really a stuck emotion. And if you look at EEG, you can actually see this frequency in the brain repeating itself over and over. Or you've got a frequency in your body that is actually buzzing. Could actually have a buzzing frequency in your brain where you're not really tuned to a frequency. but you can in the body you can often have a buzz in the body. So really, the key to getting to sleep often is to stop these buzzing frequencies or these looping frequencies. And the trick is to simply have a frequency that is consistent, that brings you to your home note. It's really about going to a home note. This home note could be the home note of the key of a song. And in the sleep song that we use, it actually goes to the home note over and over and over. And that's really the key, because once you get entrained into this frequency of going home to a place of relaxation and stillness, then you will naturally go to sleep. Now, if you have a frequency in your body that's actually buzzing, going home can help. But also what I've found is to use an actual chakra treatment. Seems to be the most positive, the most effective way to go to sleep there is for me. Whenever I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't go to sleep, the main thing that I do, especially if I feel a buzzing in my body, is I will do a chakra treatment and bring a frequency to each chakra. Sometimes I'll actually make the sound of the chakra. Sometimes I'll actually just silently bring that frequency to that chakra. We also have a couple of chakra CDs. Especially the Chakra Journey CD is really, really effective for bringing you into that state. We actually have about four CDs that are effective. We've got the Calm Sleep CD, which is really mellow. Should be playing in a second here. And then we've got Divine Peace, Unconditional Divine Peace, that has Delta in it throughout. And that gets you mellower and mellower and mellower. That one really is effective for me. It's really helpful for me. But if I ever want to take a nap, I actually use the Water of Life CD, which we'll be playing a little bit later. That one's a little powerful. And then and then it gets really mellow at the end. And it takes me right out. If I'm needing to take a nap, yes. Yeah, let's go ahead and play Calm Sleep halfway through in the background here. And at a certain point, I'll actually be quiet and let you listen to it. Here it comes. So, and then we've got the chakra CD. That's really powerful as well, that brings you into that state of peace. So a lot of people also like white noise. White noise is really effective in that it is no frequencies. Technically, white noise is the absence of any frequency, because when you have white noise, white noise is an incomplete frequency. It's hundreds of incomplete frequencies. It's like, that's what white noise is. It is not a frequency at all. So when you play white noise, like shh, what it does is it completely breaks up any stuck frequency in your head. So it really can be really effective for breaking up looping frequencies. That's one reason I think that a lot of people like to use it for sleep. The other thing that's really good about white noise is that it actually hides other noises in the neighborhood, whether it's traffic or neighbors or people upstairs in an apartment. So it's really excellent for bringing people into a place of calm where they're not distracted at all. So this is calm sleep. It's always good that the music that you're using for sleep brings you into a calm breath. Yeah. So, you can focus on this breath. The song actually gets slower as we go. So you can breathe in. And breathe out. When you breathe to this, it entrains you even deeper because the tempo of the song is actually a delta itself. The breath is an actual delta. And it brings you into a deep state. Now, when I listen to this music, it often brings me into a state of peace. And I actually often don't go to sleep. I play it when I'm not wanting to go to sleep. Although you wouldn't want to play this when driving, because if it happens to hit the precise frequency of your sleep, I mean, it can take you right out. And it is really relaxing and can actually take you to sleep from just the tempo. However, I've gotten to the point where I listen to it, and it doesn't really, all the delta in the recordings doesn't really put me to sleep. It just takes me to a state of deep meditation. They found that when you're in a state of deep meditation, you actually go to a deep delta, which is like kind of like wow, 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 wow. So you can set your intention right now to go to a deep state of pure peace and stillness. Not to go to sleep, although if you need sleep, you can. Set your intention to go to this state of pure stillness and peace when you come home. eyes, in the music, which really simulates the breath. Of stillness, where you are not moving as the music does move. So you're not completely on the roller coaster of the music. You are in this place of stillness, which is the home note of the music. White noise comes in many forms. We have white noise in the ocean sounds. We have white noise in a river. We have white noise in waterfalls. White noise in the sh sound. We have white noise in shakers and in rattles. Rattles are really good for breaking up stuck energy. We have white noise in whispers. sleep should leave you in a really peaceful place. There's a lot of music or sounds that I've heard that are sleep CDs that actually kind of leave you worn out. And it will put you to sleep, but you don't sleep as well. And then you might wake up a bit more. You know, I think it's really important to have something that brings you to a state of blessed peace and stillness. I want to play another song now. This is Water of Life. This one actually starts out in theta, which is more the dream state. You're only in delta about an hour and a half through the night. And theta is where you're dreaming the rest of the night. So it starts out in theta and then brings you into a state of delta. And so this can even be more effective than starting out with something really mellow. If you're really amped when you play something really mellow, it might not bring you down because it kind of you need to match where you are first. So this is a good one. This one works really well, like I said, whenever I want to take a nap. But it's also about opening the heart to universal love. So it's really great for going to a state of deep meditation and stillness. Okay, so this is Water of Life. again. It's all about going to a place of stillness, which is really a home note that fades slowly. Can be a high note like this, or a low note, as long as it's on the root note of the key of the song. So it's really about bringing yourself into a state of connection to Source, because that's where deep sleep is a connection to Source. So you try and get as close to that place as possible while you're still awake. So it's really about entraining yourself out of the normal buzz of your day, which is quite obvious. I want to play one more tune, and we'll end with this. So let's play the last 9 minutes of Divine Peace. And this one also has Delta in it. And this one starts out a little more powerful and then gets mellower and mellower as we go. So it's a really good one. One, again, as I mentioned, it's my favorite. And that's Divine Peace, the last 9 minutes here. This is really about unconditional love. If you can go to a state of unconditional love, it's easy to go to sleep, and also to go to a state of pure peace. So set your intention to open your heart to universal unconditional love. trick now is to hold this energy as long as you can until you have to go to sleep tonight, so that you may have perfect